This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Vaitika, the main day of Tihar festival being celebrated across the country. Nursing Association of Nepal calls for implementation of minimum pay for nurses set by government. Tourist influx rises in Jaljala and Hampal Lake in Parbat with infrastructure expansion. And U.S. imposes new sanctions on Russia's major oil companies to push for peace in Ukraine. Now the news in detail. Bhaitika, the main day of the Tihar festival, is being celebrated across the country today. On this day, sisters apply 5 or 7 colored tikka on their brothers' foreheads, offering blessing for long life, good health and prosperity. Brothers, in return, apply tikka to their sisters and offer gifts and money. According to the Calendar Determination Development Committee, although Tihar usually lasts 5 days, this year Vaitika falls on the 6th day due to the lunar calendar. The auspicious time for applying tikka was 11:39 a.m. The Bal Gopaleswar Temple at Rani Pukharni in Kathmandu opens today for those without siblings. The temple opens only once a year and Vaitika attracts devotees seeking blessings on tikka. Among the Newar community, the festival is celebrated as Kija Puja. Some in Bhaktapur observed it earlier on Wednesday, as per the Talizu Temple's press decision. President Ramchandra Polel has received this year's Vaitika from his younger sisters Sarada Pandit and Chandra Oja at the auspicious hour of 11:39 a.m. at Sital Nivas. Likewise, the Mithila community in the Tarai Madhis region are celebrating the Bhai Dooj festival with sisters praying for the long life and prosperity of their brothers. According to Mithila tradition, sisters invite their brothers to their homes and perform rituals on the last day of Yama Panchak or Tihar. Meanwhile, preparations are underway in Janakpur Dham for the upcoming Chhath festival. As the festival approaches, ponds and lakes across the city are being cleaned and decorated, with several already ready for the celebrations. Chhath, a festival dedicated to the sun god, is traditionally celebrated in the Tarai region, including Janakpur, with special rituals by the Hindu community. In recent years, the festival's observance has gradually spread to other parts of the country, including the Kathmandu Valley. Markets in Janakpur are bustling with people purchasing essential items for the festival. According to Dr. Vogendra Jha, former vice chair of the Madhya Province Policy and Planning Commission, sacred ponds including Ganga Sagar and Dhanush Sagar are being cleaned with active participation from local residents rather. This year the 4-day Chhath festival will begin on coming Monday. The Nursing Association of Nepal has called for the effective implementation of the wages for nurses as announced by the government on the 13th of October last year. In a statement issued yesterday, the association accused hospitals of ignoring the government's directive of the 10th of October, which requires all health institutions to provide the prescribed minimum wages to nurses. The association said that many hospitals and health facilities have yet to comply with the directive. Although the government has fixed the basic salary for fifth-level health workers at up to 34,000 rupees per month, the Nursing Association of Nepal said many nurses are still receiving only around 15,000 rupees, an amount insufficient to meet basic living expenses. The association warned that continued non-compliance has fueled growing dissatisfaction among nurses working in the hospitals across the country. The number of tourists visiting Jaljala and Hampal Lake, popular religious and tourist destinations on the border of Parbat, Magdi and Kaski, has increased following the expansion of tourism infrastructure. With the end of the monsoon, domestic and foreign visitors are flocking to the area daily. Well-built hiking trails, roads, hotels and rest areas have made access easier. A 2-kilometer trekking route where the stone steps from Mate in Modi Rural Municipality 1 to Zulzala has been built with a 2 million rupees grant from the Gundagi province government. Resting places and viewing points have also been added along the route. The trail offers views of the Annapurna and Dholagiri ranges and surrounding rural settlements. According to the local tourism committee, improved infrastructure has boosted arrivals from Parbat, Baglung, Magdi, Kaski, Lamjung, Kathmandu and Chitwan. Artists and filmmakers have also begun using the scenic location for shoots, while foreign trekkers are exploring the route as part of the Annapurna circuit. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The United States has announced new sanctions targeting Russia's two largest oil companies, Rosneft and Lukoil, in an effort to pressure Moscow into negotiating a peace deal in Ukraine. The announcement came a day after U.S. President Donald Trump stated that his planned meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Budapest had been postponed indefinitely. Trump said, "Every time he speaks to Putin, the conversations seem good but never lead anywhere." According to the BBC, Trump made the remarks after meeting NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte to discuss the stalled peace talks. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said the sanctions were necessary because of Putin's refusal to end the war and added that the targeted oil companies spawned the Kremlin's war machine. Early on Wednesday, Russia launched heavy airstrikes on Ukraine, killing at least 7 people, including children. The Indian capital Delhi and its neighboring cities are facing very poor air quality, which worsened sharply following Diwali celebrations. Fireworks, vehicle emissions and stubble burning in Punjab, Haryana and Uttar Pradesh, combined with colder winter temperatures rather and low wind speeds, have trapped pollutants near the ground, creating a thick toxic haze across the city. Some local media reports citing a climate research firm suggest that stubble burning has declined by 77% this year due to floods that destroyed crops, pointing to firecrackers as the main cause of the post-Diwali pollution. However, official data from Punjab tells a different story, with the Regional Pollution Control Board reporting over 350 stubble burning incidents in the past 10 days, up from 116 cases recorded until the 11th of October. Delhi is once again confronting its annual predictable yet preventable air pollution crisis affecting residents' health and daily life. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rainfall or snowfall is likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly and mountainous regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Bhai Tika, the main day of Tiyar festival being celebrated across the country. Nursing Association of Nepal calls for implementation of minimum pay for nurses, said by government. Tourist influx rises in Zulzala and Hampa Lake in Parbat with infrastructure expansion. And the U.S. imposes new sanctions on Russia's main oil companies to push for peace in Ukraine. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.